Do you have trouble grabbing your audience's attention in those critical first seconds? If so, we've got you covered. We're giving away a free guide called 10 Hooks to Open Your Next Talk. It's jam-packed with tested techniques to effortlessly engage any audience. In this guide, you'll discover the best hooks that tap into what your listeners really want to hear, myth-busting strategies to intrigue even the toughest crowds, and brain-priming methods to maximize your talk's impact. Whether you're speaking at conferences, selling from stage, or delivering keynotes, this guide will become your secret weapon to transform nerve-wracking openings into powerful, attention-grabbing moments. So go to www.thenickdemus.com/10hooks right now to get your free copy today. This is the Creative Soulpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus. If you don't know me and you're new here, you are welcome or welcome back. We're doing something a bit different today on the podcast. We're exploring strategies for amplifying your influence and your authority. Now that in itself is not different. We talk about this all the time. But what is different about today's episode is that we're decoding body language cues that make or break your onstage presence. Because live events and live speaking is back, baby. They're back. We're past pandemic-ish. And we're taking the stage. People are really wanting to attend live events again. And being a speaker, there's so many opportunities to be a speaker these days, to make money, to bring in leads. And I'm here to help you today become the most powerful speaker possible. Haven't spoken in hundreds, actually probably thousands of times publicly. I've learned a few things over the years. And if you've ever watched someone on stage without control of their body or they're uncomfortable, oh, there's nothing worse than watching somebody uncomfortable in their own body, in their own skin. You know by seeing them how important body language is. Not only that, I'm going to geek out here a bit. A 2021 study by Harvard found that 93% of communication effectiveness comes from nonverbal signals. Whoa, 93%. So today we're going to talk about both the art and the science of maximizing your physical presence while speaking on stages. So first up is posture. Imagine that quintessential, that confident speaker. You got their shoulders back, their head held high. Researchers at San Diego State University found that poses like this boost testosterone and confidence levels. How interesting is that? Alternately, slouching shoulders triggers a stress response and self-doubt. So the very first thing that you want to do by setting that tone is standing tall. Before you even start your speech, set the right tone with an embodied, empowered stance. Stand up straight, keep your chin level, and really avoid very nervous pacing. I typically say the very last thing that you want to do before you enter the stage is to take a deep, full breath. Taking that deep, full breath takes you out of the sympathetic into the parasympathetic nervous system. It takes you out of fight or flight and into more of a rest and digest state of being. And when you've got your breath underneath you and you bend your knees and you stand tall, you have this presence about you that's going to draw people into you. I learned this very early on as a dancer. I learned techniques for commanding attention on stage through this like expanse, these expansive poses and these posture. And proper alignment and posture is truly fundamental in achieving for dancers that elongated, graceful, the ballet lines that look so iconic. But also what it shows and what you want on stage for it to show as you're giving a speech is incredible strength. So when I was 19 years old, I moved to New York City to be a dancer. And I used to go to the original Broadway Dance Center, which was an iconic dance studio, still is, but the original was on Broadway itself. It was on Broadway. And I would go and I would take Madame Darvash's class. Now, Madame Darvash was old school Russian ballet teacher. She even had the stick, you know, the long stick that she would hit on the floor. She would sit on this stool. And I would come take her class, and I was fairly new. Remember, I was 19 years old. And in the middle, we were doing tendus. And in the middle, which is the points. And I had, you know, I was trying to have my alignment, my good line, my empowered, incredible, strength-looking posture, right? And she stops the class. She claps her hands. She said, you, do you want to be a Misha? And I was like, she was pointing right at me. And I mean, sweat started to like, you know, I was already sweating from class, but the sweat got worse, right? It was coming down my face. And I was looking and I looked at the woman behind me, the girl that was dancing behind me. And I was at the bar. We were standing at the bar and I was like, what? She said, do you want to be a Misha? I was like, what does she mean? Misha, what is this? And the girl behind me whispered, Mikhail Baryshnikov. And I was like, do I want to be Mikhail Baryshnikov? And I started laughing, which Madame Darvash did not like. But I said, no. I want to be a Broadway dancer. And she looked at me and she tapped my foot with the stick. And she said, a Broadway dancer needs great alignment and incredible strength in order to take the stage and own it. And that moment really did teach me about that idea of posture and alignment and really owning. Because what she was saying to me at that moment was that I wasn't owning my tendu. I wasn't fully stepping into and pointing into my power. Later that day, as class had ended and we were walking out, she said to me, stay with me. You will be on Broadway. And I've never forgotten that moment because, yes, of course, I went on to work on Broadway. But the lesson she taught me there was about that incredible strength, about that incredible power. And the same can be said for you when stepping on stages. Really owning it in those first few moments is vital with your tendus. So another way to maximize your power is through your gestures. And an impactful speaker uses gestures very effectively. It's subtle. Subtle hand motions really can highlight key points or moments in your speech. Now, be careful not to over gesture or to fidget, because that really can feel or appear sort of erratic. So keep your hands relaxed at your side or in front when not gesturing. Also, open palm gestures signal openness, while a closed one may very unconsciously, this is very unconscious here, but it can convey withholding. So for the majority of your talk, you want your palm open, your hands open that people can see that you are in a receptive place. Another is eye contact. Maintaining eye contact is key for connecting with your listeners. When you actually look audience members in the eyes, even briefly, it establishes trust and shows you're engaged with them as much as they are with you. What you don't want to do is look above the audience, because then they'll feel like you're looking above them. Slowly sweep eye contact across the whole audience and try to avoid staring down somebody for too long. You want to glance briefly, then reestablish eye contact. If you stay, you know, fixed on somebody too long, it makes them uncomfortable. There's a 3-second rule. Basically that I use. Have that eye contact with an individual for roughly 3 seconds before moving to another, because that will build that deeper connection rather than sort of scanning aimlessly either. You don't want to do that. So Harvard Medical School explains that steady eye contact sustains attention by activating the social reward centers of listeners' brains. That's how important it is. And if you have notes, look down at your notes, then go up and make sure you connect with eye contact, because otherwise you lose that human connection that Harvard Medical School is talking about. Okay, next up is facial expressions. Your facial expressions provide crucial emotional cues. So you got to remember to do what? Smile. A warm, authentic smile will put your listeners, those that are watching you, at ease. A tense or worried expression can unconsciously communicate discomfort, and that undermines your message, keeping your face relaxed and aligned with what your speech is about, with the tone of your speech. This is something that I have personally worked on over the years, because let's just say, don't bring me to Vegas, I don't have a poker face. Whatever I'm thinking is really on my face. And so I've had to learn to keep that pleasant, even in unpleasantries within my speech, so that I don't come across as somebody who is worried or tense or unsure or uncertain of what I am discussing or speaking on. Okay, in terms of movement, moving across the stage in measured steps can impact the energy in your presentation. You got to avoid nervous pacing, because that will diminish your confidence, or at least you looking confident or seeming confident. And consider your proximity to the audience too. If you step closer, it can build connection, while moving back will shift the focus and the energy. And regardless of your movement, make it intentional. Please make it intentional. Only move if it feels appropriate and organic. I went to a coach once, a speaking coach, who said to me, okay, say it like this, and then move downstage 3 steps, and then pause and say it like that. And I tried so hard to do that and get that in my body, but it didn't feel right to me. And so it came across as incredibly inauthentic. So you got to make sure that it naturally feels organic in your body to move. That said, you may say, Nick, oh my God, it doesn't feel organic to move at all. Practice. That's what practice is about. Because there are many opportunities to strengthen your speeches through deliberate body language and deliberate movement. From the stance, from the gestures, from the facial cues, use your entire physical presence to embody and amplify your message. And this model might seem really basic, but it's so important. It really, really is, because it's so subtle how these shifts can really change your message and change the way people view you. I hope these tips help you connect even more powerfully with your next audience. So if you enjoyed today's episode, let me know, because this was a little, like I said, different than what I typically do. And don't forget to subscribe and send me a DM on Instagram at TheNickDemus. And tell me what resonated or didn't, because this is a different episode, like I said, what didn't resonate for you. And I'll see you on the next episode. Do you want to step on stages, share your story, and make incredible impact? With the Impact Academy, this dream will become a reality. Our transformational program works from the inside out, taking you from lacking confidence and self-doubt to commanding the stage with an inspiring signature talk that engages audiences. It gives you a proven framework strategy alongside performance skills so you can effectively stand out and be remembered as the leading authority in your industry. If you're ready to make a lasting impact, go to www.thenickdemus.com/impact to join the waitlist today.